You're listening to WRFN LP Pasquo. This is the Friends Radio Show, and I'm Al D. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization based in Pasquo, Tennessee. If you go to radiofreenashville.org, then you can make tax-deductible contributions there. You can also listen to a live stream of the broadcast. Of course, we're also broadcasting on 103.7 FM in Nashville and 107.1 FM on the west side of town in the Bellevue and Pasquo areas to the west of Nashville. The Fringe Radio Show is sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. If you go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org, then you can sign up for their newsletter and you will receive a free copy of their seasonal music sampler. It has music by artists of all different genres from the Nashville, Middle Tennessee area. You can also find out about events they sponsor there on the website, including Men for the Milk Crate, which is a bi-monthly hip-hop showcase hosted by myself. So the next installment of Men for the Milk Crate will be July 13th at the Cobra in East Nashville, 2511 Gallatin Avenue. So again, I'm Al D. I'm an MC, hip-hop producer, and promoter based in Nashville. I guess DJ as well. If you go to aldwords.com, you can find my music there. It's available to download for free. Of course, if you go to menforthemilkcrate.com, you can find out about upcoming events I might be involved with, see photos and posters from past events as well. The Fringe Radio Show is hosted by myself on the first and third Monday of each month. And my partner E.T. hosts the program on the second and fourth Mondays. So check him out at etgotsoul.com. And he also co-hosts Men for the Milk Crate with me as well. So this evening, we're going to be talking about an event hosted by Jason Marsden, a.k.a. Mars. It's called the Mars Variety Show. That will be this Thursday, May 23rd, at the Mockingbird Theater in Franklin. There's music, comedy, burlesque, spoken word, or of course Marsden hosting. So we're going to be talking to him shortly, and we're going to be playing music by a handful of the artists, the musicians specifically, who are going to be performing at that event. So let's go ahead and get that started. I got a few songs by Damian Boggs. The first one's called The Cure. The next one's called To Bring You Back Home. And then the last one is Ballad of a Broken Man. So we're going to hear those three and be back shortly.
I left my soul in a deep dark hole. Oh, yesterday. watch you walk on fire and say you found the cure. Do I believe I can't see my soul?
Thank you. What you looking at? Ain't you seen a broken man before? Look no more. I know what you think. The heartache ain't free. It cost a heavy toll. And I just wanna run away. This is more than I can take. Could you show me some grace, Mr. Buy Me a Drink? Oh, could you be brave and hear the words that I say? I was once like you, yes. But then she came along and everything changed. With love's eternal bruise, and I just wanna run away. This is more than I can take. Could you show me some grace, Mr. Buy Me a Drink? See, I can't break or I'll bend. Never be whole again. And I'm in deep need of grace. Oh, Mr. Buy Me a Drink. Oh, 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 yeah. Just wanna run away. This is more than I can take. Could you show me some grace? Oh, won't you show me some grace? Oh, and Mr. Buy Me a Drink said, what you looking at? Ain't you seen a broken man before? Will look no more.
So those last three songs were all by Damian Boggs. He'll be performing at the Mars Variety Show on Thursday, May 23rd at the Mockingbird Theater, along with many other musicians, comedians, burlesque performers, and spoken word artists. That program is hosted by Jason Marsden, that show is hosted by Jason Marsden, the Mars Variety Show. He will be calling into the program to talk about it a little bit shortly. In the meantime, this beat that's playing here, this song that's playing here, rather, is by The Grip Sweats. And they have an event, or rather, some of the leader of that band, Andrew Muller, has an event every Thursday at the Cobra called Funk Night Nashville. He's DJing along with other guest DJs over on the bar side, and they got live bands doing funk and soul music on the venue side. It's free, you know, so check that out in the future if you can. That's Andrew Muller of GED Soul Records, by the way. All the beats, all the music that we're going to be talking over during the program is mostly The Grip Sweats and Magic and Threes, you know, all music involved with them. So shout out to GED Soul, Coal Mine Records, Andrew Muller, all them, Nick Devang, David Guy, all these guys. So let's see. The next musician who's performing at the Mars Variety Show I wanted to play some music by is Abby Moss. So we're going to go ahead and get into some of that. This first one is called Uh-Oh, and so we'll play a few of these and be back with you shortly. First song you'll hear will be Uh-Oh. After that will be It's Not the End. And then Welcome to the Other Side. Those are all by Abby Moss. Again, you can see her on Thursday at the Mockingbird Theater for the Mars Variety Show.
I'm feeling red and black today, but watch your back, 'cause I may not wanna act this way tomorrow. Do you follow me? Don't forget this little fox has moxie, and I'll make sure you don't get lucky with any girl in this town again, 'cause I'm shutting your shit down. My house and you hit that. Ow. Now you're gonna regret that. Ooh. 'Cause you forgot this little fox had moxie, and I'll make sure you don't get lucky with any girl in this town again, 'cause I'm shutting your shit down. Oh, you should have called me.
Alright, that was Uh-Oh by Abby Moss, and hopefully Mars is on the line with us now. Can you hear me, Mars?
I'm here, Aldi.
Awesome. I appreciate you taking the time to call in.
And I completely forgot I was on making grilled cheese. I'm like, what am I missing on this grilled cheese? Oh, I'm missing the call-in. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, no, I just shuffled some songs around, and we got into some Abby Moss there while I was waiting for you. It's all good.
Isn't she great?
Yeah, really great. All of these are. And by the way, my apologies to the other handful of musicians involved. I kind of just scrambled around on the internet for a bit yesterday and found these four So, yeah, we played a couple by Damien Bog. Is it Bog or Boggs?
Damien Bog.
Yeah, so we played a few by him. Just, of course, played one by Abby Moss. And we got a couple more that we'll be playing after we talk. And I got a few by Marcin Bella and a couple. Marcin, excuse me. And Allie Keck. So I guess also performing is Drew D'Agostino, Anthony Billups, Joel Meeks, Holmes T, and Jackson Steele. My apologies if I mispronounced any of those, but
no, you got those right.
Great. Well, yeah, you want to just tell us a little bit about the Mars Variety Show and maybe some of the other stuff that's going on there besides music?
Absolutely. Well, Aldi, you know about the Mars Variety Show. You did one for me a few years ago.
Yeah, I did. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you. I mean, what it is, so I'm an L.A. guy, moved to Nashville, and completely blown away by the independent local music scene. And I, you know, I was obsessed with all these old Dean Martin shows and old variety shows, the 60s and 70s, Laughing, Hee Haw. And I decided to do it. I found a place, and I made a lot of friends in the musician community and comedy and burlesque and poetry, and I just threw them all together into what I call a relentless night of entertainment. That what I did notice when I would come here and I'd go to like Mercy Lounge or Basement, like, yeah, people would come and there'd be some great music, but sometimes it'd be someone on their phone and they wouldn't be paying attention, and I'm just like sitting there with my jaw dropped on the floor thinking like, why aren't you paying attention? But I get it. Everyone's so desensitized because there's so much good music here. So I create a space where you don't have time to look at your phone. You just, something happens on stage, that's done, lights out stage, lights up behind you, and the sketch behind you, that's done over here on the right, something happened over there. It's just kind of like getting your head stuck in a pinball machine kind of experience.
Yeah, good deal. And so, as you mentioned, I was lucky enough to participate in one of these shows, and unfortunately I was sick that day, so I did that horrible thing where you perform and then leave and don't watch the rest of the show, so I apologize about that. But
No, I'm good.
You know, it was still fun just the same, and I appreciate the opportunity again, and I appreciate that you were you know, involved some hip hop in the event as well. As my listeners know, that's kind of my area of interest.
So
let's, on that note, let's talk about Bobby Exodus for a minute. I know he's been involved in probably more than one in the past.
Yes, he has. Yes, I love me some Bobby.
Yeah, so he's a real talented, like, freestyle MC. And not only freestyle, but yeah, just so that's sort of a thing I just wanted to hit on real quick.
One of my favorites, hanging out with Bobby outside of Five Points Pizza, and he was just, I mean, I can't do it. I don't have the mind like you guys, but he's just like spiraling off of everything that was happening, like late night pizza, people walking by, hanging out with Mars. He was just off the top of his head. It's outstanding.
I remember I saw him perform one time at, what's it called? The sort of like, Culture Fest, maybe? What's the thing they do in Centennial Park that's like, you know, all different cultures? You know, there's food and music and all that. But he was freestyling with some guy on stage playing a didgeridoo or something. I don't even remember. It was crazy. He was just.
That sounds about Bobby.
Yeah, that sounds right. Who else could it be? But anyhow. So yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit just more about your background and sort of how you found your way to Nashville and got started. I guess you talked a little bit about the Mars Variety Show already, but just tell us a little bit about how you found your way here and your background before that.
Sure. I'm from Rhode Island originally, grew up in the East Coast, moved to Los Angeles in the mid-80s, and became a child actor. My parents got me into acting, and I did a lot of television in the 90s. I was on a lot of sitcoms, Boy Meets World, Step by Step, Full House. Did cartoon voices and made a pretty decent living doing it, and I loved it. And I met a girl in L.A. who was from Tennessee. And so I started hanging out with her, and I'd go and visit her family instead of mine for Christmas because I love Tennessee so much.
Oh,
and
wow.
The visits just got longer and longer, because like I said, it's like I thought I was going to live and die in Los Angeles. I thought that was my tribe, my industry is there. But there was something about Tennessee, you know. This is like probably like 2002, and And I thought, just like everyone else, I thought, oh, it's Tennessee, Nashville, it's all country, honky-tonk and country. And to my surprise, it wasn't just that. There was Al D and E.T. doing hip-hop. There's, you know, there's a punk scene. Jack White set up shop down here. And you know, also, turns out I like authentic people as opposed to Los Angeles people. Less traffic. There's a little more traffic now, but trust me, it's adorable compared to L.A.
Right.
But I fell in love with the artist here because I feel that you guys, you pour your guts out on stage. It's not like a look at me. It's kind of like a feel me kind of thing. And I feel y'all every time. And to me, there's not enough. There's so much. It's like, how do you showcase the talent? So I like my background in television, my background in personality, and putting things together. So I do these shows, and I don't manage, but I work with musicians, and I book them shows, and you know, find bigger platforms for them to showcase their talent. That's a little bit outside of just Nashville. If I can do anything, you know, I try to do that.
Right. Awesome. And one thing I really appreciate about you and just following you on social media and getting to know you over the years is just you're always advocating for, you know, underappreciated artists, you know, unsigned artists, whatever the case may be. I remember in particular one time you had sort of some posts up about, I think it was Pilgrimage Fest maybe, and just kind of like giving those guys a hard time about not really supporting local artists the way they maybe would be better or the way they ought to or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I like to take people to task.
Right, here. There you go.
If I feel it's unjust. The Pilgrimage did end up doing a Kimbrough stage, probably that probably had nothing to do with me. But they did have a stage, and they put up a lot of the bands that I suggested. I don't know. Maybe they listened.
Hey, maybe they heard you. That's cool.
Maybe they heard me. But I do my best.
Well, I apologize if I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit, but I had meant to ask, because we had discussed this some time ago, but it is the internet series that you were working on. Was that was an adaptation of the Mars Variety Show, I believe, right?
You're correct, yes.
Is that still forthcoming?
It's still forthcoming. I'm still working on it. I shot a pilot for it back in June.
Oh, okay.
It did not come out the way I wanted. That's why you do a pilot to test things out.
Mm-hmm.
It took a day. We had a full crew of people. I had some great musicians. I had some of the best comics in town. But, you know, things happen. There's a lot of technical stuff, and it didn't cut together. So I'm still working on that. I'm still trying to... it is going to happen. I mean, it costs so little to do, and it will be so much fun. It's just finding the right pairing of backers to do it. So if anyone's listening and is interested in knowing more about the Mars Variety Show, call Al D, and Al D will call me. I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, and that said, you can go to jasonmarsden.com, by the way, and find information about all the stuff we've been talking about, I suppose, or, you know, and of course, follow on social media, Jason Marsden. And with that, I guess I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you taking the time to come through. And for those who've been listening and may continue to listen to this music playing for the rest of the show, it's all artists who are going to be performing at the Mars Variety Show this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Mockingbird Theater in Franklin. So thanks again to you for taking the time to call in. And everything else you do.
I'm going to put you on the spot for a second because every time I see you in person, you're so shy or something. I don't know. And I'm like, he doesn't like me. He doesn't. He has no idea. He doesn't remember me at all. So I'm so flattered that you reached out to me and asked me to be on your show, man, because I'm a big fan.
Oh, absolutely. I really appreciate you saying that. And yeah, of course, that's not the case. Maybe I'm a little weird sometimes, but... No, always
good.
Happy to
Keep
see
it
you.
Weird.
Yeah, and I appreciate everything you do, like I said. And thanks again for taking the time to call in.
Of course.
All right, great. This next song is It's Not the End by Abby Moss, and we'll be back shortly.
Dig it.
Thank you. Welcome to
That last song was Welcome to the Other Side. Prior to that was It's Not the End, both by Abby Moss, who will be performing at the Mars Variety Show on Thursday at the Mockingbird Theater. Of course, we just took a call from Mars himself to talk about the event a little bit and just his background a little more generally. Again, you can check him out at jasonmarsden.com. And I know he's been involved in Fringe Festival events in the past as well. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nashville Fringe Festival. The song here is Alpha Dog, by the way, by the Grip Sweats, Coal Mine Records. Playing some local funk and soul music to celebrate the continued success of Funk Night Nashville, which is every Thursday at the Cobra. We got DJs on the bar side playing funk and soul breaks. Local funk and soul bands on the venue side doing live performances as well, and it's free, so check that out at the Cobra every Thursday. Hopefully I'll be there on the June 6th installment. I know I've got some conflicts coming up the next couple, and I unfortunately have not managed to make it yet, but I'm looking forward to that one on June 6th. Always got love for all those guys, so we're going to continue with music by the artists from the Mars Variety Show coming up later this week, and the next artist is Martian Bella. The first song is called Native Tongue, featuring Piper Jones. And the next song is called Witchery. So let's go ahead and get into that. This is Native Tongue by Martian Bella. You can see him perform it again at the Mockingbird Theater this Thursday. The show starts at 7 p.m.
Sing your song, say it.
Again, those last couple of songs were by Marsh and Bella, who will be performing at the Mars Variety Show on Thursday at the Mockingbird Theater in Franklin, 7 p.m. This is Ziggy's Walk by the Grip Sweats. Shout out to those guys. Appreciate you tuning in. I got one more artist. We're going to play a couple of songs by Ali Keck after this. I'll be signing off at this time, so stay tuned for Geo on the Radio coming up next. Thanks again to Nashville Fringe Festival for sponsoring the program and Radio Free Nashville for giving us a platform here. I mentioned a couple other events coming up tomorrow. Z Zen Buddha will be doing the beat set for the Tuesdays event. It's temporarily relocated to Lab Canna East at 1006 Gallatin. I believe there's some renovations going on at Bearded Iris Brewery or something like that. So Dirt Bike Mike went ahead and set the event up at an alternate location. On Saturday is the Boom Bap, featuring Jay Ski and someone else. I'm going to look it up. Oh, Eddie George from the Titans. That's pretty big. Shout out to Boom Bap, man. They're always doing it. They're at their new location, of course, Studio 615. Fourth Saturday, as always. Check them out at theboombaplive.com. So again, you're listening to Radio Free Nashville, WRFN, LP Pasquo. Appreciate you tuning in. Took a call from Jason Marsden earlier. We've been playing music by all these artists involved with the Mars Variety Show. Again, the next installment of Meant for the Milk Crate, July 13th. Make sure you keep that on your calendar. Congratulations to Black Holler. Heidi Irvin. We'll be over in Charleston for the Crimson Film Festival. Crimson Screen Film Festival. Black Holler is nominated for several awards. BlackHollerMovie.com. Check that out. So these songs are by Ali Keck, and we're out of here.
Trying not to mess things up. I'm trying to act like it don't mean that much to me. Cause if your intentions weren't the same as mine, I may as well be dumb, deaf, and blind. And I'm not crazy for thinking that you want me. Cause you sure as hell act like you do. Well, let's kiss and tell me where this is going. Cause I don't need another waste of time. Let's kiss and tell me what it means to be your Friday night. Let's kiss and tell me. Trying not to lose my cool, but I won't change who I am to be the one for you. And I don't need the label, I just need to know where I stand with you. And all that it means to be your Friday night.
I need a hero.